It's election day in Wisconsin, with primaries for a state Supreme Court seat and local races on the ballot. Polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight. This is Wisconsin Today. It's Tuesday, February 21st. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Joe Schultz has a story about a solar panel company that has left customers who have spent thousands of dollars in the dark. And there's a big storm headed our way later this week. Gabby Vinnick has the details about just how much snow certain parts of the state might see. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
Voters across Wisconsin are heading to the polls today to cast a ballot in the spring primary election. In the race for an open state Supreme Court seat, there are four candidates on the ballot today. The top two vote-getters will advance to the general election. Democrats are hoping to win the seat and flip the ideological makeup of the court from majority conservative to majority liberal. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is reminding people to bring a photo ID with them to vote at the polls, which are open from 7 in the morning until 8 o'clock at night. Those who have not yet registered are able to do so at the polls on Election Day. More information on which races will be on the ballot and what to bring to the polls can be found on the state's elections website, myvote.wi.gov. A snowstorm is expected to sweep through Wisconsin this week. As Gabby Vinnick reports, meteorologists say it could create dangerous road conditions.
Winter weather is expected to start Tuesday afternoon, lasting through Thursday. Some areas in west central and north central Wisconsin could see between 12 to 20 inches of snow. That's according to Marcia Kranz. She's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service Milwaukee Sullivan.
On top of all that heavy snow, the winds are going to be gusting out of the northeast at around 35 to 45 miles per hour. So the snow that falls will be blowing around, drifting, and causing hazardous travel.
Rural areas could see blizzard-like conditions. Southern parts of the state are expected to see freezing rain and sleet on Wednesday. Gabby Vinnick, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Scientists have long known rising temperatures favor growth of potentially harmful algae blooms, but a new study finds increasing evidence that they also form in cold and even ice-covered waters. An international team of more than two dozen scientists examined papers, news reports, and observations of cold water blooms. The study's lead author, Caitlin Reinel, says they found 37 such cyanobacterial blooms, mostly in the United States and Europe. Cyanobacteria is often referred to as blue-green algae, and it can produce toxins that make people or pets sick. Reinel says the microscopic organisms can adapt to their surroundings, much like people sweat to cool off.
Cyanobacteria obviously are a very different type of organism, but they have similar biological processes that allow them to adjust to the environment that they are situated in.
The study's researchers recommend an expansion of monitoring year-round to better understand how blooms form. A Waukesha solar company stopped operations last month. As Joe Schultz reports, that has left customers who spent thousands of dollars in the dark about the status of incomplete projects.
In December, Sun Badger Solar's lender changed from financing projects on the front end to paying on the back end. That's according to company president Trevor Sumner. He says that forced the company to pause solar installations and furlough employees last month. The company now faces at least 10 lawsuits from former customers, employees, and suppliers. Madison Curup spent $20,000 on an unfinished solar project and doesn't know if he'll see a refund.
It's very, very upsetting, very sad to know that there are people out there not caring about people's hard work and savings.
The State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has launched an investigation into Sun Badger. Company President Sumner says he's working to find solutions for customers. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Sun Badger Solar is a business sponsor of Wisconsin Public Radio. The heads of Wisconsin's two largest local government advocacy groups say they're confident that a change to Wisconsin's shared revenue program will happen this year. Since 1993, Wisconsin income tax revenues have more than doubled, while the amount going back to cities, towns, and counties has actually decreased. Now, Governor Tony Evers and GOP state lawmakers are proposing sending 20% of state sales tax revenues to local governments. Wisconsin Towns Association Director Mike Coles says that would be a substantial fix to a funding crisis, which has driven up emergency response times in some areas.
Another nice part about tying us to the sales tax permanently, then our towns, cities, villages, and counties know, and they know that they have to, in their own rainy day fund, start to think about what happens if there's a little bit of a downturn.
Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he wants to see local spending reforms included in the plan. Wisconsin's Supreme Court has rejected arguments from a big box store that had claimed a southern Wisconsin city had overvalued its property by millions of dollars. As Sarah Lear reports, the decision strikes a blow to other businesses that try to shrink their property tax bills using the so-called dark stores theory.
Lowe sued the city of Delavan, arguing officials had valued a home improvement store at nearly twice what it should have been. But the Supreme Court rejected Lowe's calculation, which was based largely on the value of other big box stores that had long been vacant. Jerry DeShane is with the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. He says the decision is a blow to what's known as the dark stores loophole.
This notion that a prosperous, thriving location is somehow the same as a location that doesn't support a store and that store has gone dark, it just defies common sense and it defies Wisconsin law.
An attorney for Lowe's didn't respond Monday to a request for comment. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. And you can always find more news anytime at WPR.org. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.